Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great time down here in South Florida visiting with my friends at Office Depot. And I got a new friend in front of me here. This guy's, and I have only just met. His name is Tyler Elm, and he's Director of Environmental Affairs, and he's going to talk to us about, actually, we're going to talk about what Office Depot is doing as their part for the environment. But also, I want to talk about just the overall need for what corporations, large and small, need to be doing. And Tyler, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Tyler. And before we talk about Office Depot's role in all this, you're an expert. You're a professional in the environmental marketplace. Tell us a little bit about where the planet is. What's going on right now around the globe? What kind of a situation do we have? Can you give us a little bit of a status? Sort of put your finger on the pulse of the global environment. You know, no big chore there, right?
No. Well, I guess you could sum it up with one thought: the Earth is not what it used to be, and it's not what it's going to be. So knowing that there's change there, we have to take some action to address those changes. Global warming is having an effect in combination with forest and biodiversity conservation, and so there's a lot of things we can do in our daily lives to address issues such as global warming and pollution reduction.
Right. Well, and you know, there are a lot of challenges, and there are challenges in the area of the way we consume, and there are challenges in the waste products that we do. Are there any other big examples of the challenges we've got with our environment? Are those two good categories to use?
Yeah, I think when you look at the core issue is the amount of people on the planet and how we don't generally think of ourselves as being part of the ecosystem. I think that's a contextual thing. But yes, I think the key ones are what we consume and how we consume for most people.
You know, when I was in college, I almost had a double major in biology as well as business, and I loved that field, and I took an environmental biology course. It was probably one of the first ones offered. This was a long time ago, Tyler, and I remember there was one little phrase that they used: the solution to pollution is dilution. And the point they were making was that's the way we used to think of it.
That's correct. I mean, if you're simply just diluting, for example, if you're still polluting but adding more water to what you're polluting, you're still polluting. It's just you're putting it into a bigger garbage can.
And all you're doing is just putting something off that one day will, one of these days you can't dilute it. And that's kind of where we are right now, isn't it? In the beginning of the 21st century.
Yes, it's what the scientists often call cumulative effects. All these little things, whether they're diluted or not, I mean, really, it's one system, so it's all going into the same system. So you really have to address the products themselves in terms of what's being produced from a manufacturing process or how things are being produced.
Right. And of course, then you've got the areas of, you got the situation where you've got countries and corporate citizens and citizens that are trying to do the right thing, and then you got a segment of the world that doesn't even, they're still thinking about, if they think about it, they think about dilution, not remediation or prevention.
Well, there's a lot of the population.
I'm thinking of China, for example, and Southeast Asia. You know, I keep thinking of the brown cloud. I'm sure you've heard of the brown cloud over Southeast Asia. I mean, over the South Pacific, and that's from burning a lot of charcoal and some of all the two-cycle engines over there.
Most people just don't have a concept. Most people in very urban areas don't have a concept of what the natural environment is, don't have a connection to that, and so they don't know what things can be like or should be like.
Right. What are some things? Now, Office Depot is focusing on these issues very much because you guys sell a lot of paper. You sell a lot of products, and paper comes from trees if it's not recycled. And of course, you know, I don't consider myself, you know, a radical environmentalist, but I sure do like my, I sure do like green things. I like, and I love trees. And so, you know, whatever we can do to, so I can have my paper and I can still have my trees. What's Office Depot doing about that?
Well, we're focusing on three general core issues, recycling and pollution reduction, and developing awareness of the issues and a market for green products. And we're focusing on forest and biodiversity conservation because we are the world's largest reseller of recycled paper. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, so, but anyway, no, go back through your list there. Talk about, you identified some areas there.
Yeah, recycling and pollution reduction. Now more than ever before, customers have a wide range of high-quality, environmentally preferable office products that can be substituted for traditional office products.
What's an example?
EnviroCopy paper, this paper we have right in front of us.
Right.
It looks like any other copy
nice and
paper.
White. Mm-hmm.
Nice, white, bright. But because this is made with 35% recycled content, it requires 35% fewer trees. It's 15% more energy efficient. The production process produces 13% fewer greenhouse gases.
And so I'm not. And so I get the nice, pretty white paper that I want. And I've actually cut down fewer trees, that kind of thing. So
yeah, for example, if you use 5 boxes of this paper
right.
instead of a traditional or standard copy paper, you've conserved one tree right there.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, as consumers, the reason I wanted you to be on the show, Tyler, is because I wanted us to be, obviously, you know, Office Depot's example of what you're doing is a wonderful example of what corporate citizens are doing. But we also need to do our part as consumers. When we walk in your stores, when we walk in some other store, and we have an opportunity to buy a product, you know, what can we, you know, we want, as I say, when the assistant walks in and she wants to provide the finest products for her boss to make this great proposal on, she doesn't want to diminish quality. But if she can do that, she can get the quality while preserving some of our environment, then that's a good thing, too. But she has to be educated about how she should make a purchase, right?
That's correct. I think you just hit on one of the more significant myths out there. Environmentally preferable products are now available in a wide of colors, textures. If it wasn't for a company touting its environmental benefits, you probably wouldn't even know the difference. But key to that is issue awareness so that people making purchasing decisions are making informed purchasing decisions.
As long as you can still buy products that aren't environmentally friendly, you know, we need to know about those and the difference between those that are friendly, especially if the quality hasn't been lost. Stand by, Tyler. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our new friend, Tyler M. He's Director of Environmental Affairs. And when we get back, I'm going to ask him about his name. Stand by.
It's a beautiful morning.
Pretty much small business heaven there, ladies and gentlemen. When you get there, check it out. When you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm excited about being across from Tyler Elm. Tyler's the Director of Environmental Affairs, and I've never actually sat across from a Director of Environmental Affairs, Tyler, so this is like a dream come true for me.
It's great to be on the radio for me, too.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see how that would be the case, Tyler. But look, okay, I gotta talk to you about your name. Okay, see, I'm envisioning maybe three people who are in the final cut of this for this job with Office Depot, right? And the other one's name is Smith, and the other one's name is
Mills.
Whatever, Mills. Yeah, something else. Yeah. And then here's Elm, and the other people are maybe they've even got just a little bit more credential than you do. Not that anybody ever could, but maybe they do. I mean, they got to be saying we got no chance here. This guy's name is Elm.
You know, no one's ever mentioned that before.
I bet that's never come up in the
never,
past.
Never.
Well, I'm glad I was able to bring that up.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah. Be sure to tell your mom and dad about that, too. Okay, let's make sure that, well, let me say this. I want to do two things in the time we have left. I want to talk about some other things that give us one more thing that Office Depot is doing, then give us something else that we can do as consumers to make sure that we do a good job in buying environmentally friendly products. And then I want to talk a little bit quickly about what small business owners can do. So you're on.
Well, in addition to making sure that we have a lot of green products to choose from and making sure that people are very aware of green products and their benefits, we're also working with some of our suppliers and other stakeholders like the conservation science community to develop better information, incorporate environmental decisions into the business decisions. And we've established something called the Forest and Biodiversity Conservation Alliance with Conservation International,
right.
NatureServe, and the Nature Conservancy, and working with our suppliers to look at forest and biodiversity conservation issues in addition to paper manufacturing.
Well, you know, folks, obviously, I'm very happy to know that one of my partners is doing such a good job with the environment, and a lot of companies are doing a great job with this. Some of them aren't, and we need to get their attention, especially as I said, Tyler. I keep coming back to this fact that we now have the technology. You guys and your suppliers and the industry has the technology to provide quality but still be environmentally friendly. So now, as a consumer, how do I make sure that I find those products? Are they easily marked?
You can go to our website and search for the word recycled and pull up a few thousand products. You can, if you're a small business, we have Office Depot's Green Book, which is right here in front
yeah.
of us, Jim.
And it in fact is green, folks. I can confirm that.
And if you look on the back, this book is a catalog of over 1,438 products that are made entirely or in part of recycled products, and the catalog itself is 100% post-consumer waste recycled paper, so we've conserved quite a bit of resources by doing that.
Is there some kind of a signal, some kind of a little code? If I'm wandering around anywhere in the country, and I'm not maybe I'm not in an Office Depot, you know, maybe I'm in some other store somewhere, is there a code or something I can look for in anybody's package or anybody's store that tells me that I'm buying environmentally friendly?
At the very least, there's the Chasing Our Arrows recycled symbol.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and really...
You didn't invent that, did you, Tom?
No, that's been around a long time
before
me. But I'll give you some insight on what that means. The first arrow is about recycling, the actual separation of trash from stuff that can be recycled. The second one is using recycled material in manufacturing products.
Right.
And then the third one is buying recycled products.
Now, that's the reason you listen to this show, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that nobody out there except for an environmental professional has ever heard that explained before. And you heard it here first on the Small Business Advocate Show. Good job, Tyler. Now, what do we do about small business owners? How can small business owners be a tiny model of what companies like Office Depot is doing with regard to the environment?
Well, you know, your suppliers are your business partners. Ideally, they should provide more than just products and services. They should help you meet your business goals, including your environmental goals. Now more than ever, there's a wide range of products that are equal performance but are environmentally preferable because they are manufactured in a way that produces less pollution or they're made with recycled content. So probably the easiest thing you can do is stock your office with environmentally preferable products.
So what you're saying is we don't have to go out. We're not going to go buy a million boxes of paper and negotiate some huge deal with some supplier. But to the degree that we are dealing with all the different vendors that we have, all the different suppliers, all the different industries that we have, to the degree that we're doing that, then we can ask these questions as we're negotiating contracts. Tell us a little bit about your environmental approach to doing business.
Right, and how could Office Depot, for example, help you to be more environmentally friendly?
Right.
For example, we've got an ink and toner cartridge recycling program. The actual
my company actually does that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Did you know that 98% of the ink and toner cartridges are thrown out into the waste stream?
Yeah.
On average, each ink toner.
I remember walking by the mailing bin, and I'd say, "What is that?" And they'd say, "Well, we're recycling our toner and our ink cartridge."
Yeah, and each cartridge, like a toner cartridge, is about 2.5 pounds of waste.
Right.
So by recycling that, you're keeping 2.5 pounds of metal and plastic
right.
out of the landfill. You're conserving the energy associated with the plastic. And you know, another big myth is that these little things don't make a difference. These make a great difference.
Well done, Tyler. I got to stop you because we got to go. I need to get you back on another day because you've got some more education to provide us with. But I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for what you're doing to help us in, protect the environment. Tyler Elm, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Tyler Elm, ladies and gentlemen, with Office Depot. He's Director of Environmental Affairs. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'm the Director of Environmental Affairs around here. I'll be right back with the Administrator of the S.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.